In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, August the 9th, 2017. Remember that date, by the way. You're going to need it later. Good as always to have you along, everybody. So look, I get it. I get that headlines about fire and fury and escalation and threats and all that has happened in the past 24 hours is alarming. Allow me, if I might, though, without discounting the reality of what's going on out there, to cut through maybe some of the fear. There is nothing in this economy that reacts as viscerally to the news, whether good or bad, as do the markets. The bond market in particular, a refuge in times of uncertainty like this. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, the bond markets are telling us to take a deep breath.
The ancient Greeks had the oracle at Delphi. That kid had that dog, Lassie. We have the bond market. And here's what the bond market has to say about North Korea.
We've been through these types of situations with North Korea before. The markets don't believe that war is imminent.
David Krause teaches finance at Marquette University. If bond buyers were freaked out about North Korea, they would move their money to long-term bonds, pushing the price up and yields down.
There's been very little movement.
There's been a little, and I mean a teensy bit, of long-term bond buying, but not a lot. One place where the bond market appears to be raising an eyebrow, at least, is around the debt ceiling deadline in October.
If the ceiling isn't raised, then potentially, it's a small probability, default could occur.
Sinead Colton is head of investment strategy with Mellon Capital. Bonds coming due when we expect the debt ceiling debate to be raging have gotten slightly less popular. Emphasis, though, on slightly.
Well, a smidge is a smidge. It's not significant.
Marilyn Cohen is CEO of Envision Capital. Compared with the last debt ceiling crisis, bonds are barely moving.
I do not think that this administration is going to play a game of chicken with that debt ceiling.
So at the end of the day, the bond market does not really care. It does not care about North Korea. It does not care a lot about the debt ceiling. With one important caveat, it does not care for now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.